This episode right here might completely get me in the hot seat. When I first started this podcast, The Messy Mind, one of the most, actually, it's the number one listened to episode, and it was all about vetting system integrators. And I want to dive back into this crucial topic and have this special episode where I want to support you in how to ask the right questions when you are vetting your system integrators. We are now in a world where technology is the backbone of every single business, and choosing the right system integrator can mean the difference between success and costly failures. I have been in the system implementation space since 1999, and I have seen those costly failures, and today I want to draw the line in the sand and really support you in knowing and really exploring the questions that you need to ask to ensure you are making the right choice. It doesn't matter the size of the organization. Many of them, whether you're big or small, have learned the hard way that not all system integrators are created equal. Millions of dollars are being wasted annually due to inadequate vetting processes. And it's not just about the technical expertise. It's about finding a partner who understands your business, your goals, and who can truly deliver a solution that aligns with your vision. So whether you're a CIO, a project manager, a business owner, an employee working for someone who is embarking or already on a system transformation journey, and you're looking to either, again, implement a new system, upgrading existing ones, this episode is for you. Stay tuned as I uncover the secrets to selecting a system integrator that will not only meet but exceed your expectations. And it first starts by asking the right questions. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Messy Mind Podcast, a show to support you in seeing that messiness can lead to your light bulb moments. I'm your host, Tammy L. Davis. When vetting system integrators, your inquiry should not just probe their capabilities, but also how they anticipate and respond to challenges. Grab your pencil, pen, and notebook, because I'm going to go through 10 questions you can ask to make sure that you're getting what you need and vetting your system integrator. Question number one, can you share examples of projects that faced challenges and how did your team overcome them to ensure successful implementation? I love that question because throughout the years, I have seen so many responses that just focus on the positive, all the great things that the system integrator did, how they can bring this and that to the table. However, I never see the answer to this question, let alone it being asked. I want to know how you faced a challenge. There is not one transformation project that has not faced challenges. Not only do I want to know what they were, give me examples, but you should also want to know how the team overcame them to ensure successful implementation. Question number two, what measures do you have in place to prevent scope creep and ensure the project stays within budget and timeline? Question number three, how do you ensure that the team assigned to our project, your project, has the necessary experience and expertise, especially considering potential turnover? I'm going to be honest right now, and I'm going to let you know that who is being proposed in that RFP response by that system integrator likely is not going to be the person who's going to be serving in that role when the project just starts. Again, question number three, how do they ensure that? How do you make sure, how does the system integrator team that's going to be assigned to make sure that they have the experience and the expertise considering turnover? Question number four, what steps will you take to thoroughly understand our specific business needs and goals before commencing the implementation. That's so key. And I'll pause there for dramatic effect, because the number of times I've been in solution design sessions with the system integrator and the client says over and over again, I need you to understand our specific business needs. You didn't ask that question before they started configuration? Why are you asking the question in solution design? We're almost, we're like halfway to the point of your system transformation project. By that time, it's too late. And you're going to call that out now? So again, question number four, what steps you want to know this answer right now? What is going to be their process to understand your specific business needs and goals before they even start the implementation? Question number five, can you provide a detailed breakdown of the project plan, including milestones and key deliverables to help track the progress of the implementation effectively? Question number six, how do you handle communication throughout the project? What mechanisms are in place for addressing any concerns and issues promptly? Question number seven, what contingency plans do you have in place in case of unexpected challenges or changes in project requirements? They're going to be challenges. They're going to be changes regardless, because you're going to have your project requirements. But then as the system integrator is giving you information and showing you the capabilities of the software or the capabilities of the modules and systems that you are implementing, of course you're going to change your project requirements. So what's going to be their contingency plan? Question number eight, are there any potential risks associated with the implementation, and what mitigation strategies do you have in place? This transcends a risk register. This transcends, you know, some sort of mechanism that they're going to use to track risk. You want to know those risks now. That system integrator is coming with years of experience. They have had numerous implementations underneath their belt, so they should be able to give you some level of potential insight on those risks associated with your implementation, your transformation project. Don't let them say, well, we don't know. Yes, they do. Have them list those risks along with the mitigation strategies. Question number nine, how transparent is your process, and can we expect regular updates on the project statuses, challenges, and success? This question is you wanting to know it all, you wanting to know it all early, and what exactly is their plan to give you and provide you updates on, again, status, challenges, and successes. And question number 10, can you share references from clients who have faced similar challenges to ours and have successfully implemented your software? What I want to know is, can you give me a list of people that look like me potentially, might have the same issues that I might potentially face? How did you handle breaking through? So it goes back to that question number one of sharing project examples and how they overcame them. You gave me examples, but now I want to talk to the people that you listed in those examples. This actually might be the beginning of a series, because that's just the project questions overall, and there's 10 of them. I also break down questions as it relates to organizational change management, training, communications. Those are my sweet spot areas. So this is just the first episode. I made a decision because it's this important. I said that millions of dollars are being wasted. And if you can just start with these 10 questions to dive deep into a system integrator's expertise, it really can be a pivotal turn to the success of your business transformation journey. Thank you for joining us this time on the Messy Mind Podcast. Please visit our website at themessymindpod.com. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this episode, we'd appreciate a rating on Apple Podcasts, or simply tell a friend about the show. Always remember to embrace the messiness. It can lead to your light bulb moments.